With the Bradburian Centennial over, it's time to think about the future of the podcast. Today marks the beginning of Season 2, The Bradburian Zone, which will have around 12 to 13 stories depending on the schedules of myself and others. The first three stories you will hear today are Intro, The Bradburian Zone, featuring myself, Mental, featuring Richard I, and lastly, Awakening, again, featuring myself. Unfortunately, we were not able to get Sam Weller on the deepest sleep on Mars, which will instead be premiering later this year. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. It helps keep the podcast alive and running. In addition, as a reminder, all ad revenue made from this podcast will be donated to the World Health Organization once the podcast has ended. At this point in time, I plan on releasing another 1 to 2 seasons before calling it quits. So please, I strongly encourage you to share. In this episode of Filled Cups, you will experience the beginning of a journey past space and time, which will not wait for you. It will drag you in and keep you for its safekeeping. The journey begins with a space traveler named Ames, played by myself. The other characters referenced will be introduced in the last episode of the season, which will remain nameless until then. See, Ames is an unwilling victim. You will come to see his struggles with the time in space he inhabits. Anyway, let's get to it. Welcome to the Bradburian Zone.
Explorer 6 requesting backup immediately. Explorer 6 requesting backup immediately.
What was that? Oh, somebody forgot to turn the living room light off. Oh, no. In front of me was a light. A very bright light that seemed to shift the more I looked at it. Getting closer to it, I realized that it was coming from outside of the ship. Holy crap, that's bright! Hey guys, come check this out. I looked back at the series of bedroom doors. Guys! No one responded, and no shuffling was heard. I glanced back at the light. It was suddenly far away in the expanse that was now a galaxy. "Slow it down a bit," I said to the ship's AI. The fine dust of this galaxy clung to the frame of the ship and started to crowd over the viewing port. "Oh, shit. Turn on the wipers." The wipers, large and stringy, wiped at the desert tan dusts that were clinging to the port like snow on a bad Alaskan night. With a clear shot, I looked out over the expanse and noticed all the stars, probably hundreds of light years away at the very least. It was beautiful. A small dust cloud formed around the viewing port of the ship. Pressed up against the window, I had to squint to make out what I was really seeing. "What the... guys?" A face had formed out of the dusty membranes of the cloud and sneered in at me. It then suddenly changed to a disgustingly timid half-smile of a little boy. In a matter of seconds, it was wiped away with the hand of a clown laughing hysterically at me, its eyes wide with fake joy. The cloud unstuck itself from the port. Thank God. Don't know what that was all about. Probably should just go to bed. Just delirious again, is all. I hit the floor with a loud thud as my arm bent backward onto itself. In a matter of seconds, everyone was up and on the main floor. Something brought my attention back to the viewing port. Another cloud had formed. It took up the whole port, and we were headed right into it.